Hugo Guerra grew up in a tough home life in Guatemala. He used his guitar to help cope and overcome challenges as a teenager. When he immigrated to America, it was a tool to survive. His son, Radioactive's Adrian Guerra, reports.
That's my dad playing the guitar. He learned how to play when he was growing up in Guatemala City. At 13, when he saw his cousin get a guitar for Christmas, he knew he needed one too. It took his parents a year to save up the money.
I remember it sounding great, but I didn't have much of a frame of reference. I also was just starting out, so I wasn't very good.
Life has never come easy to my father. Growing up in the aftermath of a civil war brought challenges that many of us in America don't have to face.
I remember being dropped off from school by a friend's mother, and another car was following us. So when they got to my house, they got out of the car and they took us out of our that car with guns, you know, like everybody get out, and then they stole the cars. And I've had many moments like that.
Hearing him tell me this story took me aback. It's a massive contrast from the life he's helped provide for me and my brother. But things like that were just normal for him. Sometimes you don't realize just how good you have it until you hear something like that.
Sometimes it's hard for people to understand, you know, like, how do you grow up like that? Or I feel that sometimes people think that you grow up in constant fear because of that. But I would say that it just becomes a part of your life or what you have to do.
At 18, when most kids are going off to college or getting jobs, my father left all he knew behind and moved to the States, but his challenges weren't fixed overnight. He would work 12 to 14 hour days in restaurant kitchens just to get by. If you've ever worked in a restaurant before, you know how tiring that can be. A 12 hour shift is enough to make a normal person want to pass out, but my dad is far from normal. He told me that if you're an immigrant in a new country, you just can't afford to be overwhelmed.
You might feel it, and yeah, a lot of Latinos that I knew felt it as well, but you don't even think about it, you don't talk about it, because you have to continue. There's no other choice. It's kind of like a shark swimming in water, you know, like you keep going or you die because you can't breathe.
Music was a kind of meditation to him. It helped his constantly thinking brain take a deep breath. It connects him now to the young musician from Guatemala.
It just engaged a different part of myself, and that was relaxing as well, because at least for a brief moment, you know, you don't think about, you know, the stress or the hours you're working or anything like that. You know, you're just playing an instrument. Something about music, you know, I really do feel, like you said, that it is a part of me in some way.
And it's a part of me too. From Radioactive, I'm Adrian Guerra.